Mrs. Burleson?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm Dr. Fredericks. I understand you're the woman who is responsible for Mr. Burleson's condition right now?
Yes, I am.
I just want to try to understand what happened here. You burned your husband while he was sleeping in his bed.
I had no choice. You have no idea what I put up with for years.
Uh-huh.
It was relentless abuse.
Relentless abuse.
Every day. I had no choice but to go in there. I had to do something to stop it.
Right. Well, it's really not my position to deal with the psychological aspect of this. I'm the medical doctor. And I just want to explain to you what your husband's condition is.
Is he gonna survive?
Well, he is actually burned over 98% of his body.
Mm-hmm.
The only 2% of his body that's not burned is a small patch on the top of his head.
Oh, that's awful.
Which we're gonna use to graft the rest of his body together. Well, so he looks like a human being, quite frankly. His body temperature right now is 150 degrees.
Oh, doctor, what have I done?
So, it's bad. I'm just trying to explain to you what you're about to see is grotesque. And in all my years of being a doctor, I've never seen anything quite as bad.
Oh, God.
We have machines hooked up to your husband.
Machines?
A series of machines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand you want to see your husband?
I have to see him, yes.
Right, okay. Well, I think you can pretty much go right in. He's coming in and out of consciousness, which is a good thing, because when he's unconscious, it's a relief. When he's in a comatose state, it's actually better for him at this point, as hard as that is to believe. So he's in and out, so you're going to have to allow for some of that, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
I appreciate this, doctor.
Right, I'm going to do some paperwork, all right?
Okay.
Okay, good
thank
to see
you. Okay. Can you hear me, Roger?
You're fucking the wrong guy, bitch. You're fucking the wrong guy. Now, you better listen. You better listen close, bitch. Because the doctor was here this morning, and he told me that within 15, 20 years, that I'd be up and walking around.
Goodbye, Roger.
In the room, on my feet, bitch. So you better just watch your back, woman, because your ass is bad, whore. Doctor said that they're doing some wonderful things in this particular field. And, oh, patience is...